yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Morning, Katie B here to while away the hours with you this Sunday morning. Fave from Brooke on the way for your all-nighter in a bit, but we begin with Carl Jenkins.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
gorgeous Requiem Aeternam from Rutter's Requiem. The Cambridge Singers accompanied by the Aurora Orchestra there and conducted by John Rutter himself. We began with Carl Jenkins this morning, the Allegretto from Palladio, played by Metamorphosen Berlin. How are you? Enjoying your weekend, I hope. I've got my eldest home, which is just wonderful, frankly, and it's lovely to have one of them. Anyway, less said about that, the better. The other one is far, far away from the nest at the moment and much missed. Katie Brethwick here to keep you company this Sunday morning, hoping I find you well. I've got music from Alice Mary Smith to come and a heavenly all-nighter from Max Brook to play you in the not-too-distant future. First, let's hear from Grieg. This is The Last Spring. the Estonian National Symphony Orchestra on Classic FM playing Grieg, The Last Spring, conducted by Paavo Järvi. Your all-nighter follows this from Alice Mary Smith. She studied under William Sterndale Bennett, 19th century composer Alice Mary Smith on Classic FM, part of her symphony in C minor in the hands of the London Mozart Players, conducted by Howard Shelley. So, all-nighter time. Have you got your brew? Feet up. Relax and enjoy 11 minutes of Max Bruch this morning, written while he was in charge of the Liverpool Philharmonic. The Royal hadn't arrived by then. And he was a Christian composer who was fascinated by the Jewish community in the city and became friends with someone who took him along to the synagogue. And this is what he wrote in 1880. Kol Nidre. Brooks' absolute gem for cello and orchestra, inspired by the Jewish community in Liverpool, where he was living at the time, late 19th century. Kol Nidre, played by Edgar Moreau with the Lucerne Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Michael Sandling. Your Classic FM all-nighter.
You're listening to Classic FM.
La Fille aux Cheveux de Lin, The Girl with the Flaxen Hair, music by Debussy, played by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra on this occasion, conducted by Jon Merkel. It followed Elgar, Nimrod, from his Enigma Variations. And the London Symphony Orchestra did the honours for us this morning, conducted by Colin Davis. Katie Brethwick here to choose your tunes. Mendelssohn on the way after a trip to the underworld with Gluck.
Thank you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Thank you.
don't know if you have ever had a chance to go to the Bridge Theatre on the South Bank in London. I banged on last week about how I'd just been to see Jonathan Bailey, the actor who stars as Anthony in Bridgerton. He has a rather committed female following, shall we say. He's starring as Richard II at the Bridge at the moment. And yes, I was lucky enough to be able to bagsy myself a ticket for that and got along to see that last week. Week before last. And I've also managed to bag myself some tickets to A Midsummer Night's Dream, which I have to admit I have seen before at the Bridge. It is the most brilliant version. It's like a festival. If you are lucky enough to have standing seats, which are the cheapest, let me tell you, it is extraordinary because the space moves up and down and these incredibly discreet ushers kind of move the crowd around and you become a part of the action. And it is genuinely uplifting. One of the happiest theatrical experiences I've ever had. So yes, if you are able to get yourself tickets for A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Bridge, then you should. That was Mendelssohn's version of the play, a musical version for you, and especially for you if you're somebody who finds it tricky to get to the theatre these days and would rather stay at home listening to the joys of Classic FM. You heard the fabulous Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra there, conducted by Christian Thielemann. Katie Brethwick choosing gorgeous tunes all night long. The news is next on Classic FM, and then one of my favourite pieces for piano next from Shostakovich.
Classic FM.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
I've dealt with many utility companies for many years across several properties, and Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
I should have done it years ago by the looks of things.
Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The Prime Minister is warning the world as we knew it has now gone, while promising to help shelter British business from the storm created by Donald Trump's tariffs. Writing in a Sunday paper, Keir Starmer's also called for cool heads, saying the UK's priority is a trade deal with the US. 10% levies apply to British goods heading to America, although cars are charged at 25%. The Foreign Secretary says he's deeply concerned by the news. Two British MPs have been refused entry to Israel. David Lammy says
says he's told his counterparts there the denial was no way to treat parliamentarians. Labour's announced it suspended the MP Dan Norris after his arrest as part of an investigation into alleged historical child sex offences. Avon and Somerset police say a man in his 60s was held on Friday and has been bailed. Heather Cartwright is our West of England correspondent.
As well as being an MP, he's also been the West of England mayor, so he is really quite a well-known political figure. Before going into politics, he had previously worked as a child protection officer and in teaching. Norris has also lost the party whip. Labour say that they won't be commenting any further whilst this police investigation's ongoing.
And a new law which bans fake reviews and also so-called drip pricing for online shopping has now come into force. It means administration